大家好，我是杨林，欢迎来到这期的美语训练班。
大家好，我是 Cat。 杨林，赶快来介绍一下今天的节目内容吧。
没问题，今天咱们要去参加美国的高中派对。
I'm so excited to go to your party this weekend.
玩玩功夫游戏。
I'm playing kung fu video games.
聊聊戒烟有什么好办法，还要告诉大家用美语怎么说大众情人。
大众情人，哦，这臭周杰伦。
哦，看来你还是周杰伦的歌迷呢。
没错，听他的歌又能看帅哥，又能学绕口令。
You're too funny, Cat. 不过在节目一开始，咱们还是先花一分钟学一个词儿。
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
binge drinking. Binge is spelled B-I-N-G-E, binge, and drinking, D-R-I-N-K-I-N-G, drinking.
Binge 是名词，放纵。Binge drinking 意思是狂饮、酗酒。欧洲的研究人员发现，
The more scenes of alcohol use teens watched on the big screen,the greater their risk of binge drinking.
对青少年来说，看电影中喝酒的剧情越多，自己出去暴饮买醉的可能性就越大。最近美国各地学校都在放春假。
Highway safety organizations warn that spring break binge drinking can lead to dangerous drivers on the road.
高速公路安全组织警告说，春假期间的暴饮可能会让路上出现马路杀手。好的，今天我们学习的词是
binge drinkingBinge drinking, binge drinking.
Remember that one time at our house party when you binged and ended up singing and dancing all night?
What? 你说我喝酒喝到在 party 上乱唱乱跳？才不是呢！你知道我酒量特别小的。 I only had one bottle of beer.
真的吗？
当然是真的。不过我记得那次忘了邀请我的好朋友 Sam 一起去，他还挺生气的。
Ooh, that's not good. Did you guys clear the air later?
We did. 幸好他通情达理。 I invited her out for coffee and explained that I forgot to invite her only because I had too much work that week. 他也就没放在心上啦。
That's great. 在今天的 Words and Idioms 里，我们就要来教你怎么跟别人 clear the air.
Let's listen and find out.
美国习惯用语
Words and Idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第959讲，我是杨林，
我是 Doug Johnson。
今天我想问问听众朋友，当你跟别人发生分歧的时候，你会怎么处理？是装作没有事情发生，是自己生闷气，是就此跟朋友绝交，还是跟对方坐下来好好谈谈，努力解决分歧问题呢？如果你选择了最后一个解决方案 ,bingo, 这就是我们今天要教的习惯用语。
Clear the air. Clear is spelled C-L-E-A-R, and air, A-I-R. Clear the air.
Clear, 清除 ,air, 空气。连起来 ,to clear the air, 清除两个人间不愉快的气氛，其实就是消除隔阂的意思。每次我要是和朋友有什么不愉快，我都会这么做 ,clear the air, 坦诚地谈谈问题。其实你们会发现没有什么是不能解决的。说到这儿，你是不是也有写电子邮件被误解的时候呢？下面的例子里，一个领导要告诉我们，如果下属误解了他的邮件，他会怎么做？让我们来听听看。
One of my assistants got really upset with me over an email I wrote her.She felt that I was criticizing her for not doing her job right, but my intent was to offer some helpful suggestions. I've invited her out for coffee this afternoon. I'd like to clear the air. I'm hoping to explain what I meant so that she doesn't feel upset anymore.
这段话是说，因为我写的一封电子邮件，我的一名助理很不高兴，他以为我是在批评他工作做得不好，但实际上我只是想给他提一些建议。我邀请他下午一起去喝咖啡，我想跟他消除隔阂，解释一下我真正的意思，希望他不要再难过了。
这就是为什么我对写 email 特别的小心。很多时候一个词你写的是一个意思，别人看起来就是另一种语气。 所以对我来说
I prefer face-to-face conversation over email.
比起电子邮件，我更喜欢面对面的谈话。好了，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
One of my assistants got really upset with me over an email I wrote her. She felt that I was criticizing her for not doing her job right. But my intent was to offer some helpful suggestions. I've invited her out for coffee this afternoon. I'd like to clear the air. I'm hoping to explain what I meant.So that she doesn't feel upset anymore.
上面我们说到消除隔阂，其实家庭成员之间的关系特别微妙，也特别难以控制。由于接触的太多，我们很多时候可能不经意就伤害了自己在乎的人。下面就是这样一个例子，我们来听一听。
When mom asked me if she could move in with me after dad died,I told her I needed to think about it. It's not that I don't love her. It's just that I live so far away that she wouldn't be able to see her friends or enjoy her life like before. Fortunately, over dinner last night, we cleared the air. She realized that her happiness is very important to me.
这段话是说，爸爸过世以后，妈妈问我能不能搬来和我一起住。我告诉他我需要考虑一下，其实我不是不爱妈妈，而是我住得太远，搬来跟我一起住，他就没法像以前那样去见朋友，像以前那样享受生活了。还好昨天晚上吃饭的时候我们消除了隔阂，他意识到他的快乐对我来说是非常重要的。
真高兴听到这母女俩能消除隔阂。在很多文化里，子女是要照顾年长的父母的，但其实有时候让老人离开他熟悉的环境并不是一件好事。
Both parties should be willing to have a frank conversation. It could save everyone from clearing the air later on.
双方应该开诚布公地谈谈，这样日后就不用再去消除隔阂了。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
When mom asked me if she could move in with me after dad died,I told her I needed to think about it. It's not that I don't love her. It's just that I live so far away that she wouldn't be able to see her friends or enjoy her life like before. Fortunately, over dinner last night, we cleared the air. She realized that her happiness is very important to me.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 clear the air， 意思是消除隔阂。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Doug Johnson，
谢谢各位的收听。我觉得啊，只要大家肯心平气和地坐下来好好谈谈，没有什么是不能解决的。
I agree with the boss in the show.I personally don't like emails because it's hard to see other people's reactions through emails or even over the phone. Face-to-face communication is the best way to clear the air.
Definitely. 好了，学会了怎么消除隔阂，咱们是不是该来点轻松好玩的了？我们要带大家去看看大众情人用美语怎么说。
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Jessica 在北京学中文，她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教她。今天是一如要问的大众情人。
Hey, 一如 ，What's your plan for the weekend？
哎，我原来大学的同学啊，他们组了个乐队，今天晚上在酒吧表演，怎么样？要不要一起来呀？
那得看乐队成员帅不帅呀？
哎，那你一定得来。我这些同学啊，都是大学里的校草级人物哦，主唱更是人又帅，脾气又好，大学的时候啊，简直是大众情人啊。
Sounds like a lady killer to me.
Lady killer? 女性杀手？
No, a lady killer refers to a man who's extremely charming, and women just throw themselves at him.These guys are usually very good looking.
哇，这简直啊，就是我那个同学的写照。Every girl dreamed of dating him in college. He's such a lady killer. 尽管如此啊，他人却特别随和，一点儿也不难伺候。唉，不像我男朋友，动不动就不高兴，我简直是受够了。
I didn't know that your boyfriend is a high maintenance guy.
High maintenance? 高级维修？我倒是不用维修我男朋友了。
Iru, when you say someone is high maintenance, it means he or she is really hard to satisfy.
我懂了，就是难伺候嘛。My boyfriend is definitely high maintenance. He's constantly complaining and can easily get upset.
I'm sorry, Iru. You know what? Maybe you will have a shot with that lady killer classmate.
我？哎，我可配不上他。哎，对了，这个配不上用美语该怎么说呢？
You can say A is out of B's league. 意思就是 A 配不上 B. But Iru, a nice girl like you deserves someone awesome. I don't think any guy is out of your league.
嘿，谢谢你 Jessica. 那你晚上跟我一起来哦。
Sure, I'll go with you. Before we get ready for the party, tell me what you've learned today.
第一，大众情人叫做 lady killer。第二，形容某人难伺候可以用 high maintenance。第三，配不上叫做 out of someone's league。
High maintenance guys， 我可不想有个难伺候的男朋友。
对啊 ，I try to avoid high maintenance people in general. They are so hard to deal with。
怎么？看来你有亲身经历。
Yeah, I knew this girl in high school who drove me crazy. She always wanted to be the center of attention at every party. If she didn't get her way, she would just throw a fit and ruin the fun for all of us.
就是那种什么都要争风头的人，哎，真难搞。不过说起来，我高中的时候光学习了，都没参加什么派对。你呢 Kat?
I actually had some really great parties in high school, especially the theme parties.主题派对 where people dressed up according to certain themes. It's a great excuse to shop for new clothes and a way to meet new people.
在今天的美语三级跳里，我们的主人公 Heather 和 Jeremy 就要讨论怎么准备去参加 party.
Let's listen.
美语三级跳。各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目高中生活单元的终极课程。 Heather 和 Jeremy 是高中同学， Heather 把作业借给 Jeremy 抄， Jeremy 呢就请他去参加派对。今天 Heather 去问 Jeremy 去参加派对自己要做什么准备。
That's right, Winnie. But don't you think it's strange that Heather needs help preparing to go to a party?
对啊，有派对去就是了嘛，还准备什么啊？
Wow, Jeremy, I'm so excited to go to your party this weekend. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's great. I'm really excited, too. But I hope a lot of people don't crash the party. My house is only big enough for the people I invited.
That's really rude. But, Jeremy, can I ask you a few questions about the party? You see, I've never been to a party before.
What? You've never been to a party before?
原来 Heather 从来没参加过朋友的派对，所以他才去问 Jeremy 应该做哪些准备。不过 Professor Bowman， Jeremy 说希望别人不要 crash the party， 难道他怕有人来捣乱啊？
Winnie， you can say that someone crashes a party if he goes without being invited.
Crash a party 就是未经邀请擅自闯进派对，做不速之客的人。Professor, 美国人都喜欢这么做吗？
If it's a small party and everybody knows you were not invited, crashing the party is rude. If it's a huge party and nobody notices, well...
What do you mean you've never been to a party? How is that possible?
Well, I usually spend my weekends studying. What time do you think the party will start? 6 p.m.? 7 p.m.?
Are you kidding? Parties don't start until late, like 10 p.m.
10 p.m.? But my curfew is 10 p.m.
Just make up an excuse. Tell your parents you're sleeping at a friend's house.
Jeremy 真够可以的耶，抄别人作业还让别人对父母撒谎。他叫 Heather 编个理由骗父母，说他在朋友家住一晚，其实是偷偷跑出来参加 party。
Exactly. But Winnie, do you know what a curfew is?
Curfew, 我猜啊，就是宵禁。一到这个时间呢，就必须回家睡觉。
Right. So Heather says she is supposed to be home just when the party is starting.
Well, Jeremy, what do you think I should wear? Should I wear something formal or casual?
Heather, we're in high school. I don't think anybody even has any formal clothes in their wardrobe.
Okay, so you think I should dress down? Should I wear jeans and a t-shirt?
Yeah, definitely wear something casual. It's not going to be a very fancy party, so there's no reason to dress up.
Heather 问 Jeremy 应该穿的 formal, 正式还是 casual, 随意。也就是说是要 dress up, 穿正装还是 dress down, 随便穿。
Exactly. And what does Jeremy say?
当然是随意穿了，他们还是高中生，在他们的 wardrobe, 衣橱里啊，根本就没有什么正装嘛。
Exactly. The word wardrobe can mean the collection of clothing belonging to one person.For example, I had to buy a whole new wardrobe because I gained 20 pounds over the winter.
Oh, wardrobe, 除了表示放衣服的衣橱，还可以指某人所有的衣服。
All right, Jeremy, I think I'm ready. I promise you, I'm going to be the life of the party. I'll be there at 10 p.m.
Actually, there's one more thing I have to teach you. You have to be fashionably late.
What?You mean I should be late to the party?
That's right. You have to make people think you are so cool and have so many other interesting things to do that you couldn't be there on time.
Wow. So the later I come, the more people will think I'm really cool?
Yeah. And if you really want to look cool, don't go to the party at all.
Jeremy 教 Heather, 他在 party 时故意晚到，以显示自己的社交生活丰富而繁忙。对了 Professor, the life of the party 就是派对上的焦点人物。我估计啊 Heather 当不了这个 life of the party。
We'll listen next time to find out.
各位听众，这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，感谢您的收听，下次再见。
Heather 从来没有参加过 party, 所以 Jeremy 给了他一些小贴士。他说高中派对可以 dress down, 随便穿，而且要 be fashionably late, 故意晚到，显示自己社交生活丰富，这样才能 be the life of the party, 成为派对的焦点。
I'm telling you, being fashionably late is a good trick to get attention at parties.
Really? Sounds like somebody is very experienced.
我可不是个 party animal, 但是我喜欢跟朋友一起去派对。又热闹又好玩 But sometimes parties aren't so great. 上个星期我就去了一个 party, 结果那里好多人在吸烟 I couldn't even breathe.
没错没错，我也很不喜欢烟味儿。其实我知道很多吸烟的人都想戒烟，可是啊，想要一下子戒掉烟瘾真的很难。
对啊，今天的 Business Etiquette 里介绍了一些戒烟的好方法，咱们一起去听一听。
礼节美语
Daisy 和 Cathy 听说同事 Johnny 戒烟，很替他高兴。 Cathy 问 Johnny 是怎么戒的呀？
What's worked so far?
Well, for starters, I saw a doctor who specializes in helping people quit smoking. The doctor recommended a therapy group that meets twice a week.
So everyone in the group is trying to quit smoking?
Yep, we were all in the same boat. We have a buddy system.If we need help, we call each other.
That's really great.
Also, the doctor recommended getting some exercise, so I started doing some cycling. I could barely make it down the street for the first couple of days, but now I'm riding as much as 10 kilometers.
原来 Johnny 专门找了一个医生指导他如何戒烟。医生建议他加入一个
therapy group,
治疗小组。这个小组里的成员都是想戒烟的烟民，同病相怜。
They were all in the same boat. In the same boat.
是一个很常用的短语，意思是处境相同。另外，医生还建议他锻炼身体，骑自行车。
When you quit smoking, you also have to change your lifestyle. I had to stop drinking too much beer, because when I drank, it made me want to smoke. I started eating more fruits and vegetables, and I cut down on red meat.
Yeah, that makes sense. Change your diet, change your lifestyle, start a new you.
So far, the toughest time is when I'm hanging out with friends in clubs, bars, or KTVs.
I guess you'll just have to chew a lot of gum.
Daisy 说，戒烟的一部分就是要改变生活习惯。比如她自己原来爱喝啤酒，一喝啤酒呢，就自然而然地想抽烟。所以为了戒烟，她索性连酒也少喝了，而且开始多吃蔬菜水果，并且
cut down on red meat，
少吃红肉。
To cut down on something
是减少的意思。
Red meat，
红肉，包括猪肉、牛肉、羊肉等。跟 red meat 相对的是鸡肉和鱼肉等。
White meat。
Johnny 说，最痛苦的时候是跟朋友到夜总会和酒吧那种地方去，周围抽烟的人太多，诱惑太大。医生曾经建议他不要让自己的手和嘴闲着，嚼口香糖、喝水、吹口哨，或者干脆手里拿根笔都行。
I applaud your efforts to quit. I'm sure you'll be much happier in the long run.
Yeah, a couple years from now, you'll look back and wonder how you could have ever been a smoker.
I hope so, because it's been pretty tough.
Don't worry. There is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks, guys.
最后 ,Kathy 和 Daisy 鼓励 Johnny 一定要坚持。Daisy 说
,There is a light at the end of the tunnel.
隧道尽头能看到光明。类似中文里说的曙光就在前面。
Nice! 原来 Johnny 和与他同病相怜的人建立了一个 Buddy System, 兄弟互助系统。每次想抽烟的时候就互相鼓励。他还 cut down on red meat, 减少红肉的摄取量。而且 keep his mouth and hands busy, 随时都不让自己的嘴和手闲着。
Those are really great pointers for quitting smoking. For some people, quitting requires a lot of effort, but for others, they can quit cold turkey.
一下子就戒掉了。所以说每个人都不一样。不过要是抽太多烟，身体肯定变差。说到这儿，咱们赶快去健康一下，练练功夫吧。
体育美语。
Get ready to be athletic. We are here for American Sports English.
Patrick, what are you doing?
I'm playing Kung Fu video games.
Ah, 功夫电动游戏那多没劲儿啊。Let me teach you some real Kung Fu moves. Hey, ha!
You know, Yang Chen, I think Kung Fu may be the only sport where you have the upper hand on me.
在功夫大师面前你是不是害怕了?
I'm not scared.
Yes, you are.
Look, I have lots of experience playing Kung Fu video games by myself at home.
Only losers play kung fu video games by themselves at home.
Oh, wow, you really don't pull your punches, do you, Yang Chen?
What do you mean, pull my punches?
When you pull your punches, that means you hit someone only lightly, so you really don't hurt them.
Oh, you mean 手下留情. Don't worry.
Ow! That's what I was afraid of. You know, okay, you can use pull your punches when you're talking about criticizing people, too.
Really?
Yeah, for example...I didn't pull any punches when I criticized my boss's new plan to reduce everyone's salary.
Wow, 你敢批评老板，而且还 didn't pull any punches. 勇气可嘉 but I'm worried about you. Do you still have a job?
Nope, he got mad and fired me. That's why I'm trying to become a professional kung fu master for my new career.
Well, 学点功夫也好，你可以教训一下你的老板。Maybe he'll hire you back.
Yeah, that's the plan.
That's a good plan.
Yeah, now let me show you some of the kung fu moves I've learned from watching Bruce Lee movies.
Ha! Ho! That's the worst kung fu I have ever seen.
I can see you're not pulling your punches when you make fun of me.
Hey, don't feel bad. At least you can scream even better than Bruce Lee.
I can scream better than Bruce Lee. Hui, 看招！
Do you not realize that you are talking to a kung fu master?
接招！现在录节目没法比，等会儿出去咱俩比试比试，没问题啊，谁怕谁？好了，这次的节目时间就到这里。这次的剪辑是小北，编辑是魏然。同学们，我们下次的美语训练班再见。
Tune in next time to find out who wins our kung fu competition. It will be me.
It will be me.
It will be me.
It will be me.
Me.